The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women. Summer's style is lace. Seven ways to wear the frilly fabric with ease. The delicate style is making a comeback, whether as a subtle embellishment to a pair of jeans or all over a blouse. Lace adds soft, feminine flair to any ensemble, and depending on the placement, it can play up your best assets or downplay trouble spots. Here, lace pieces you'll be sure to love. Cascading lace appliques pull the eye vertically to elongate legs in a pair of Boston Proper Monterey Floral Lace Pearls Bootcut Jean. $130. BostonProper.com, BostonProper.com. How about a lacy blouse's puff sleeves, which offer strategic coverage for arms? $80, also from Boston Proper, the lace V-neck knit top. Lace embellished sandals that look just as chic with dresses as they do with shorts. For $109, Betsy Johnson Rue Blue Floral sandals, which they don't have a back. They're just a slip-on. You can look them up on BetsyJohnson.com, BetsyJohnson.com. A straw hat protects skin and hair from harmful UV rays, while its lacy ribbon adds pretty pizzazz. Fox.com, F-O-X-S.com, Raffia Straw Hat with Lace Ribbon, $29. Or if you already have a straw hat, you can add your own lace ribbon. Just tie a pretty bow. Lace accents on a blue button-down collar and hem put a modern spin on the classic top. This is from Zara.com, Zara.com, blue lace button-down, $46. White lace overlay takes a straw bag from cute to eye-catching. From Helmet at Amazon.com, the straw beach bag small tote flower lace, $20. And a lacy panel helps define the waist on a flowy dress. $50 at Kohls.com, K-O-H-L-S, ruffle maxi lace detail dress. From First for Women, six delicious skin healers. Outsmart skin bothers with these tasty superfoods. Yogurt calms rosacea flares. Adding yogurt to a daily smoothie can tame the red inflamed skin that's a hallmark of rosacea, say scientists at Baylor College of Medicine. They credit yogurt's probiotics with balancing the colony of bacteria in the gut, the microbiome, that countering bad bugs that can trigger rosacea flares. Proof it works? A National Rosacea Society survey found that 95% of respondents who made simple diet changes like this experienced fewer rashes. Blueberries, speed wound healing. Regularly enjoying a handful of fresh or frozen blueberries significantly speeds healing of cuts, burns, and other wounds, according to researchers at the University of Maine. That's because these tiny gems contain antioxidant compounds called phenols that promote the growth of new skin cells and blood vessels to fast-track healing. Citrus strengthens delicate skin. Grapefruits, oranges, lemons, and other citrus fruits are packed with vitamin C, a nutrient that's essential for producing skin-strengthening collagen. And New Zealand researchers say getting enough C, about one orange a day, can help protect delicate skin on the hands and other areas of the body that are prone to tearing, preventing future damage. Wheat germ fights sun damage. Wheat germ is rich in vitamin E, an antioxidant that protects skin from the sun's harmful rays, say scientists at the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Just two tablespoons boasts 30% of the recommended daily E intake. Try baking it into bread or drizzling it on yogurt. Hemp seeds ease itchiness. Adding a spoonful of nutty hemp seeds to cereals or salads can relieve the itching of eczema, say Finnish scientists. Turns out hemp seeds are an abundant and balanced source of omega-3 and omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids, which replenish skin's moisture levels to calm eczema. And oats. They prevent blemishes. Oats are low on the glycemic index, so they raise blood sugar slowly instead of causing it to spike. And researchers at the University of Miami found 87% of folks who focused on low GI foods had fewer blemishes. How? Oats prevent inflammation-inducing blood sugar spikes that cause the body to overproduce sebum, the oily substance in your skin that can cause breakouts. From Real Simple, helping you cut the clutter. Pick low-hanging fruit. Different items come with different amounts of emotional baggage. Start with what's easy. Your abundance of muffin tins, for example, and work your way toward the heavier stuff, such as your late dad's old ties, as you get into the swing of things. Give items an expiration date. Scared to part with something in case you'll need it later? Put it aside in a cardboard box labeled with a future date. 2 weeks from now, 3 months, a year, whenever. If you haven't used the item by that time, it's got to go, says Anita Yakota, a therapist turned interior designer. If you decide to save it, there has to be a purpose for it. And put a number to it. How many is too many pairs of earrings? Count out your collection to gain perspective. Let's say you have more than 150 pairs of earrings. That means you could go almost half the year before re-wearing a pair. And like all of us, you probably wear your favorites again and again. So if you donated 10% of your collection, you likely wouldn't even feel it. Take baby steps. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Spend just 900 seconds each day clearing stuff out. It will give you confidence in your ability to shed and strengthen your decision-making muscles, Caldwell says. The more often you make the call to toss or donate something, the easier it will get. Promise. Pick out 5 things. Every day, look around your house and move 5 items to the donate pile or the trash. At the end of the month, that'll be 150 things. If you don't have a ton to declutter, make it 1 item per day. You'll still get rid of 30-ish items a month. Focus on a single spot. Target one tiny area you can finish in one little chunk of time. Toko suggests something like a kitchen drawer. You might be inspired by the momentum and move on to tackle a second and a third small area. And invite a friend to hang out. Having company over to support you while you complete a task can be super motivating. Whether it's the accountability factor or the energy of another person, it can help, Caldwell says. While you're there, ask them to hold the stuff for you rather than touching it yourself. Ferrari says making physical contact with an item can intensify your emotional connection to it. Your BFF can lift up one thing at a time, and you can make a more objective ruling about keeping it or donating it. It might just be easier than expected to choose the latter. Give yourself permission to break up a set. Just because you inherited 3 cabinets worth of your grandma's dishes doesn't mean you have to keep all of them. Select key pieces and let the rest go, Caldwell says. It's not an all-or-nothing situation. Remember 2 phrases. If everything's a treasure, nothing's a treasure. It's hard to let go of sentimental items like your kid's first report card, their baby shoes, their 14 soccer trophies. But if you keep all the things that have ever meant something to you, then which ones are truly special? When you downsize, you're saying, here are the real treasures that represent who I am and what I want to share with people. And what's the cost of keeping it? Many of us fear we'll toss something only to have to buy it again later, when we realize we actually need it. That said, holding on to things comes at a price too. How much do you spend on maintenance? Does the item take up valuable space in your home? There's also an emotional weight. We can feel heavier when we have stuff around we don't need. And actually donate your donations. It seems like every home in America has one, a bag of stuff for Goodwill sitting and waiting for drop-off. The trick is to put that bag somewhere annoying, like in the entryway, so you nearly trip over it every time you leave. Or in the passenger seat of your car, so you have to stare at it when you drive to work. If you make it a little painful, you won't forget to deal with it. 7 books we're loving now from First for Women. First, a romance called The Wall of Winnipeg and Me by Mariana Zapata, Zapata. The ultimate slow burn love story. Vanessa is the personal assistant to the gruff, handsome pro football player Aiden Graves. One day, she finally works up the courage to quit and pursue her own dreams. So she's shocked when Aiden comes crawling back. Now he's asking Vanessa to do him a favor of epic and slightly illegal proportions. A suspense story, The Lost Van Gogh, by Jonathan Santlofer, Santlofer. When art student Alex Verde buys a simple painting at an antique store, she's stunned to discover long-lost self-portrait of Vincent Van Gogh beneath it. She and her boyfriend Luke are soon swept into a dangerous world of art theft as they travel to France and the Netherlands to uncover the truth behind the painting. A family saga called The Young of Other Animals by Chris Candler, C-A-N-D-E-R, Candler, The Young of Other Animals. It's 1989 and Mary and Paula are a distant mother and daughter duo who have been separated by grief after the death of Mayrie's husband. As Mayrie struggles with an unknown future, Paula is grappling with the loss of the father she loved. One day, after Paula attends a party, she narrowly avoids an assault and tells her mother about it. Mayrie's first reaction is disbelief, but as more details unravel, it becomes evident that someone is out to get them. Soon, Paula faces new threats, and then old family secrets begin to surface. Together, Paula and Mayrie must summon strength and hope to save the relationship they never quite realized they'd lost. A cozy mystery called A Fatal Groove by Olivia Black, B-L-A-C-K-E. Sisters Junie, Tansy, and Maggie, owners of the Sip and Spin Records vinyl record and coffee shop, bring their music and sips to the Spring Bluebonnet Festival. But when the mayor drops dead after drinking their coffee, they must find the killer to clear their names. A funny one, The Good, the Bad, and the Aunties, A-U-N-T-I-E-S, by Jesse Q. Sutano, S-U-T-A-N-O. After their honeymoon, Mehdi Chan and her husband Nathan arrive in Jakarta to spend Chinese New Year with her family. What follows is a hysterical series of antics featuring Mehdi's 4 aunties, rival criminal families, and a twisty mystery. Expiration dates. This is a piece of magical realism by Rebecca Searle, S-E-R-L-E. Every time she starts dating, Daphne finds a slip of paper with her love interest's name and a number on it, the amount of time they'll date. After years of notes, she finally gets one with only a name, no number. Is he the one? And a piece of literary fiction, Fleischman is in Trouble, by Taffy Brodesser Ackner, B-R-O-D-E-S-S-E-R-A-K-N-E-R. A good friend kept recommending this novel, which was recently turned into a Hulu miniseries by the same name, starring Claire Danes, and it exceeded my expectations, says Abby Bender, First's digital editor. Wealthy Dr. Toby Fleischman's perfect life is turned upside down after a messy divorce and his ex-wife's subsequent disappearance. leading him to realize he didn't know her as well as he thought. The writing is witty and alternates between laugh-out-loud funny and surprisingly poignant. From real simple, minor issues, major opinions, does recycling at home actually make a difference? Everyone's got thoughts on this. We collected yours, then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. So readers say, yes, every little bit helps. And here are three opinions. Individually, maybe not. Collectively, I'm sure it does. At the very least, we are making a huge problem a bit smaller. Another, it makes me feel less futile in the face of climate change if I can at least recycle. And I'd rather keep recycling and believing I'm doing my small part to make things better. The other school of thought, nope, doesn't matter. And the three opinions, I'm becoming convinced that most of what we recycle does not actually get recycled. And when you factor in the water we use to wash our recycling and the separate trucks, any resource savings is probably canceled out. And from years of reading the news, I do not believe most plastics are recycled. The experts say, yes, you may have read articles questioning the effectiveness of recycling, and it's true, the proliferation of plastic is creating challenges. Still, experts say recycling works, and if you care about the planet, it's a must. According to the nonprofit, the Recycling Partnership, if all recyclable items in the U.S. were diverted from landfills, it would cut more than 107 million metric tons of carbon emissions a year, equal to taking almost 23 million cars off the road. Things can go awry when people don't follow the municipality's rules, says Nilda Mesa, director of the Urban Sustainability and Equity Planning Program at Columbia University. Nina Shaw, director of the Resource Conservation and Sustainability Division of the EPA, agrees. Recycling centers can only do so much, and putting non-recyclables or food-laden items in a bin can mean the whole batch ends up in a landfill. So follow guidelines for each material. In some towns, glass has to be dropped off at a collection point. Keep grease-coated pizza boxes out of the cardboard pile. A few specks is fine. Rinse out your plastics and check the number. Plastic containers are stamped 1 through 7. While 1 and 2 are usually recyclable, the rest depends on your area. When we get it right, we make a difference. Recycled aluminum comprises 80% of aluminum production in the U.S. And according to the most recent EPA data from 2018, we recycle 68% of paper and cardboard and 31% of glass containers. The plastic stats aren't as great. Your best bet there is to consume less, especially, say it with us now, single-use plastic. So please reduce, reuse, and recycle as much as possible. From Real Simple, learning a new trick, getting fizzy with it. Mix up your own flavored seltzer with these easy ideas. First, stir in some syrup. For a sip that tastes like a treat, add a pump or two of flavored syrup. There are loads of store-bought options, including guava, strawberry, and cherry lime. Look for brands like Torani, T-O-R-A-N-I, usually in the coffee aisle. You can even make syrup from scratch. Add citrus peels, herbs, spices, or a combination to a 50-50 mix of sugar and water. Stir and simmer on the stove until the sugar dissolves, then strain and refrigerate for up to a week. Reach for the vinegar. Try spiking sparkling water with a fruity vinegar, such as apple cider vinegar, or Kosterina, that's K-O-S-T-E-R-I-N-A. We like the crushed strawberry version, $15 for 8 ounces at Whole Foods Market. Start with a tablespoon per 6 ounces of sparkling water and add more to taste. For pizzazz, garnish with fruits or herbs. And grab a bunch of produce. Sonia and Alex Overheiser, creators of the food blog A Couple Cooks, and authors of Pretty Simple Cooking, are fans of adding fruit, veggies, herbs, and even spices. Just experiment with what you have on hand. Try squeezing citrus into seltzer and grate in some cinnamon. Then add the fruit and cinnamon stick for extra flavor. It makes for an energizing, unexpectedly refreshing drink. From First for Women, 5-ingredient meals in 30 minutes or less. First up, chicken Napoli. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 20. Serves 4. A jarred sauce makes this meal a snap to toss together. We need 4 4- to 5-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 1 zucchini, thinly sliced, 4 slices provolone cheese, 1 cup chunky pasta sauce, warmed, 1 plum tomato, sliced, and fresh basil leaves, optional. Coat nonstick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium-high heat. Rub chicken with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cook, flipping until browned on both sides, about 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cover, cook, flipping once until chicken is no longer pink, 6 to 8 minutes. Adding zucchini to the skillet during the last 4 minutes of cooking time. Cut cheese slices in half. Heat broiler. Spread sauce in a 2-quart baking dish. Add chicken, dividing evenly. Top with zucchini, tomato slices, and cheese. Broil until cheese is melted and bubbly. 2 to 3 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon pepper. If desired, top with fresh basil leaves. A beef and veggie stir fry. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 20. Serves 4. A blend of teriyaki sauce, sesame oil, and garlic give this dish a hit of umami yumminess. Feel free to swap in any veggies you choose. Their recipe, 4 cups fresh stir-fry veggies, 1 pound boneless beef sirloin steak, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 1/4 cup low-sodium teriyaki sauce, 2 cloves garlic minced, and toasted sesame seeds, optional. Fit steamer basket or metal colander into a large pot. Fill the bottom of the pot with water, making sure it doesn't touch the bottom of the basket. Over medium-low heat, bring water to simmer. Add vegetables to the basket. Steam until crisp tender, turning about 5 minutes. Remove and reserve. Sprinkle beef with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. In a skillet, heat sesame oil over high heat. In batches, cook beef, stirring until browned, 1 to 2 minutes. Return all beef to the skillet. Add vegetables, teriyaki, and garlic. Cook, stirring until heated through and liquid is thickened, 2 minutes. If desired, toss, garnish with toasted sesame seeds. Another potato gnocchi and veggies. Active time 15 minutes, total time is 25, and it serves 4. Our creamy pasta toss is lean and green thanks to reduced fat feta, fresh broccoli, and basil pesto. We need 1 16-ounce package potato gnocchi, 2 cups fresh small broccoli florets, 1 cup snow peas, 1/3 cup creamy basil pesto sauce, 1/2 cup crumpled fat-free feta cheese, and fresh basil leaves are optional. In a 12-inch nonstick skillet, heat 1 1/2 teaspoons oil over medium-high heat. Add the gnocchi. Cook, stirring occasionally until lightly golden, about 2 minutes. Add 1/2 cup water. Bring to a boil. Add broccoli and snow peas, cook covered, until veggies are crisp, tender, and vibrant, about 6 minutes. Add pesto sauce and stir until gnocchi and vegetables are evenly coated. If mixture is too thick, thin with 2 tablespoons additional water. Sprinkle with feta cheese and season with 1/4 teaspoon pepper. If desired, garnish with fresh basil leaves. And shrimp and citrus salad. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 4. We jazzed up bottled dressing with orange juice and zest to create this tangy dish. We need 2 oranges, 1/2 cup bottled olive oil and vinegar salad dressing, 12 ounces cooked jumbo shrimp, 8 cups baby mixed greens, and 1/2 cup sliced red onion. Grate 1/2 teaspoon zest and squeeze 2 tablespoons juice from one of the oranges. Cut rind from remaining orange. Thinly slice orange flesh. Reserve. In a bowl, whisk together the dressing, orange juice, and zest. Transfer 1/4 cup of the dressing to a small bowl. Add shrimp. Gently toss until evenly coated. Arrange mixed greens, onion, and reserved orange slices on a serving platter. Arrange shrimp on top. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper. Serve with reserved dressing on the side. From First for Women, Simple Health Solutions, found 7 to 9 a.m. are the best hours to exercise. Consider it the sweet spot for better health, says a study in the journal Obesity. CDC data from 5,285 people showed those who exercised during this time had healthier diets, a lower body mass index, and smaller waist measurements than subjects who worked out midday or evening. Pro tips for AM workouts: view sunlight ASAP to spark energizing hormones and put exercise on your schedule. Another reason to curb screen time. A study of more than 13,000 people published in Neurology and Urodynamics found that adults ages 20 to 60 plus who watch TV for 5 or more hours a day were 48% more likely to develop nocturia, frequent nighttime urination, than those who watched for just 1 hour. Experts posit that being sedentary leads to fluid retention, which may be one cause. And friends may be the secret to a stronger body. Loneliness is prevalent among older adults and results in the Lancet Healthy Longevity from more than 130 studies of people ages 52 to 90 show that feeling isolated can cause physical frailty and muscle loss, which can lead to depression. Experts advise joining a social club, encouraging visitors, and staying physically active. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.